just being awarded it in April, that was quite a lot of work, lots of research and so on, but lots of support as well. Freedom Leisure have been fabulous. They really helped us. They understand us because they operate our club at East Grinstead Sports Club. And so they understood what we needed support with, and they gave us a lot of good advice. And then the members of the club, in terms of paperwork, rehearsal, planning, volunteer stewarding, technology. I think you can just name a subject it's involved in hosting something like this. It's another mini Olympics.
Why did you want to host it? Because it will cost you financially, mightn't it?
Yeah, it might do. I hope it's going to break even, but I think this for us is about taking responsibility and playing our part in putting hockey on the map and making sure that hockey at this level comes to Sussex and not another county. We believe we have a responsibility to be better citizens of Sussex, and that's why we're bringing it here.
Does home advantage give you an advantage? Obviously you're up in a higher division now, that will be a test in itself.
Yeah, definitely a higher division. We've been here before and it was challenging because we were here in 2012 where unfortunately because of the clash with the Olympics we had to play without eight of our Olympians. Home advantage will be fabulous for us this year. With 700 seats you can expect a few hundred East Grinstead supporters. We always turn out in force at Wembley where you have the national finals which we won for the sixth year in a row a couple of weeks ago. But I hope people come and adopt another team. I hope they'll come and support the Swedes who are practicing right now, or the Ukrainian team, and maybe even the Germans with the World Player of the Year playing. So what a great opportunity for people to adopt a team and support them as well.
And for the club, it's a great shop window, isn't it, Europe-wide?
It is. I've talked a lot about us taking responsibility for our role in the sport, but yes, if I'm brutally honest, we do want to raise our own profile as well, and I need to be open about that. But we won't do that unless we can find a way of raising all boats. So yes, this will give us an opportunity to show what we're capable of, and hopefully we'll create a good customer experience.
Finally, we're speaking Thursday afternoon. Ticket-wise, what can people still ring and get them, or online?
Yep, you can get tickets at eghockey.org.uk, and you can learn about the event at eghockey.co.uk/Eurohockey. We've sold about 2,000 tickets. We've still got lots of capacity, and in fact we've opened up some more seating, and there's always an uplift in the last couple of days, so come on down, it'll be a fantastic atmosphere.